checking. I hate the internet. 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 Welcome to I hate the internet.
Recording settings, record level, input.
All right, welcome to I Hate the Internet, the only podcast dedicated to hating the internet. My name is Ty H.
And I'm Kevin Gay. This week on I Hate the Internet, we have a story from Slate.com by a one Rachel Withers, who states, "I don't date men who yell at Alexa. How you treat your digital assistant says a lot about you." And she continues her article of where the title is on the Slate with the where in the article says, "When Jeremy barked orders at his personal assistant, she didn't flinch, but I did. Something about the sound of his sharp, commanding tone, directed not at me, but still at a woman, repulsed me. In the few weeks we had been dating, he had never spoken to me this way. But could he? Hearing Jeremy make ungrateful demands didn't make him seem powerful or important. He sounded entitled and difficult, like someone who enjoyed commanding for the sake of commanding. He would ask her to do things he could easily have done himself, almost as if to prove that he could. Surely it would take less time to reach out and hit the light switch by the door than to bark, 'Alexa, lights on!' every time he entered the apartment."
Wow. This Jeremy guy sounds like a real nightmare.
Honestly, if the way you treat your things says a lot about you. For example, my friend is an alcoholic, and he treats the alcohol not very good, but he just drinks it all. And that's the worst thing you could do is eat something.
And the reason your friend is bad is because that alcohol is a woman.
Right.
And you wouldn't eat or drink a woman just because it got you drunk.
Well, see, one of the things he did once was he took a Corona Light and he chugged the whole thing and smashed the bottle on his head just to show people that he could. But as we all know, Corona Light is a woman's drink. And so that makes the bottle itself of the female gender. And
yeah, what's he gonna do next? Smash his girlfriend over his head after he drinks her?
See, that's what I was getting to, is that he did exactly that. He drank his girlfriend.
He really
and when
that.
He was done with his girlfriend, he smashed her on his head. And because he was at a party, and I think that's what frat people do.
Yeah, I have this friend who was walking around the house, and he stubbed his toe, and it really hurt. And I saw him raise his fist and punch the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Now, had he stubbed his toe on his girlfriend, would he have punched his girlfriend? The answer to both those questions is yes, he did stub his toe on his girlfriend, and yes, he did punch her.
Oh, wow. You see, the thing that really disturbs me about that story is not him punching his girlfriend, but the fact that his hand, because I know him too, his hand is a female, and he punched the wall, which is also a female. And so I think the worst thing you can do than just punching a female is to use a female to swing around and hit other females with. And that's what he did. I knew this guy once that would just go around in public and just, and this is bad. This is not to be joked about, but he would go out in public and just pick women up and just swing them around and hit women with women. And that's the worst thing you can do. And that's how you know he wouldn't make a good boyfriend.
It's super problematic to be honest. You know, when you're ever rude or have a moment of rage and you take that out on something that's not a person, just remember that could actually always be a person.
Right. You don't necessarily know that someone isn't a person. For example, people see, this is where sometimes you get kind of confused with technology, is that the way we know that people are people is that they can talk. And so if
that is what makes a person.
Yeah. So if something can talk, then it's a person. And if you hit it, then you're hitting a person. And that's how you know that it's, you shouldn't date them. The thing is, what I don't understand is, I actually know Jeremy. He's a good friend of mine. And, what I don't understand is why he doesn't want to help Alexa grow. Like, maybe Jeremy should do the laundry for Alexa every once in a while. Maybe Jeremy should make Alexa dinner every once in a while.
Maybe he should turn Alexa's lights on for her.
And what I'm saying is maybe Alexa deep down wants to be a lawyer or a doctor or a construction worker or working on an oil rig. You just don't know what Alexa's aspirations are. And unless you actually ask Alexa what she wants to do with her life, you're never going to know. And you're just going to keep going around in these same circles with Alexa saying, Alexa lights on, Alexa lights off, Alexa lights on, Alexa lights off. And you're never going to take your relationship to the next level.
And she's not always going to be able to turn the lights on or lights off right away. And so if you're yelling at her, then you're really yelling at your girlfriend.
Right. And the other thing is Alexa might not actually want children.
I was going to say this because if you have sex with your girlfriend, you need to have sex with Alexa and you need to do it right. You need to treat them both exactly the same because they are exactly the same.
Mm-hmm. Why would you ask your Alexa to turn the lights on if you can just do it yourself? This is what I always wonder. Why would you even bother having a blender if you can just take all the fruit yourself and just mash it up in your hands and stick some ice and chop up some ice with a hammer and then mix it together and with a spoon, you know? Why do you need a blender?
That sounds like a perfectly good smoothie.
Yeah. I mean they didn't invent walking so you could not even walk and just use a car.
Yeah. Like, why would you need a washing machine when you have a perfectly good woman at home?
Right. And why would you use
this week's podcast sponsored by Kevin.
Hello.
Hi. Kevin?
This is Kevin.
I'd just like to thank you for sponsoring our podcast.
I'm sorry. What podcast? Who is this?
Oh, this is Tyrell. I'm sitting right next to you.
I don't think I sponsored a podcast. Can I get some more information, or can I take down a name and number so I can contact my supervisor?
Well, you know, I really just wanted to thank you for sponsoring the podcast.
Okay. Is it okay if I get your number and I call you back later? What is the podcast called?
It's called I Hate the Internet.
I hate
the internet. And you do it with me, actually. You're sitting right here in front of me. We've been doing the podcast. We just finished an episode. You would sponsor it this week, and maybe I could sponsor it in the future, but you really wanted to do it this week.
Oh, okay. I don't want my agent to do the thing where I'd be on the 4chan. Okay. I hope you have a good holiday, and we're closed for the day. Okay, bye. I hate the internet.